has had a fantastic first season. Victory for him against the veteran manager. For Manchester United, it is Eredivisie and Roma to their Champions League crown. A second successive success eludes them. And it is the end of their 25-game unbeaten run in this competition. Proud times for Alex Ferguson. But a final here has brought him a defeat on a European climax. They've been etching that name in since Messi's second goal, really. The first one, Andy, though, seemed such a key moment because Manchester United had started so well.
Yeah, we'll never know, Martin, just how key, but that certainly was a massive one. We always talk about momentum in this game, and who has that? United certainly had that in the opening of this game and could easily have gone ahead themselves. They didn't. And from the first attack upfield, the first little saunter as they finish the engraving from Barcelona, they score. And the whole feeling around this crowd, and even at pitch level, I'm almost sure about it, changed totally. And suddenly the Xavis and the Iniestas and the Messis all started to get involved and get on the ball. And Manchester United knew they were in for a tough night. And they've defended as poorly as I've seen the Manchester United in a big game.
On the night, Ronaldo lost in comparison with Messi. The battle within the battle. But Neto's early goal, when Guardiola's team found a little gap, the like of which they didn't really find against Chelsea. Perhaps until that vital Iniesta moment that brought Barcelona here. So nearly dispatched by an English club in the semi-final. They have dispatched the English club in Europe. In terms of recent history, the holders tonight. Spain's 12th European Cup, edging them ahead of England and Italy. Barcelona's second in four seasons and their third in all. We'll be back in the commentary area for the presentation. Meanwhile, back to you, Richard, in the studio.